One of the most powerful things that God has given to us is the free will to make a decision, to every second of every day to say, I can make a change in my life. One of the first things that Jesus said was not, welcome to my church. He didn't say, I want to be inclusive. He said, repent, change your life, become a better person. Do not fight the joy, but you have the ability given to you by God to become a better person every day. But you know, a decision is like a political election. How is it like a political election? You have various candidates for your choices, and they will promise you things. If you do this, your life will change. If you do this, it will be better. And once you choose, it's like a vote. You're stuck with the person you've chosen. And usually it's not as good as you thought it would be. But you have to make another great admission. I have chosen my life. Never say, someone ruined my day. Someone ruined my life. Are you a puppet? Are you a person with no free choice? Are you a person who can't choose your own future? God gave us this beautiful gift, and no matter what other people may do, you choose what you want to do. God Himself said, what I want in this world is you. And the importance of each of us is a monument in every church. Every church in the world was built for us. It wasn't built for God. God doesn't need churches, but we do. We need to get together. He said at the Last Supper, do this in memory of me. Why? Because we are so very forgetful. We are forgetful even of our own life. And we are distracted. We see something, oh, I want that. I want that. Do you want God, and do you want your own family? Do you want your own friends? Do you want the most valuable thing in your life, which is yourself and all your relationships? One of the disappointments of Jesus is found when he turned around in John chapter 6 and said, amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the bread and were filled. Sometimes we look at people in our lives and our own lives as ways to get to someone else, instead of saying, maybe the gift of being in this relationship, of having brothers and sisters, husbands and wife and friends, really is the most valuable thing in my life. And my own life is so important that I shouldn't be distracted, because it is so easy to hide in your job from yourself, to become a person in the whirlwind. In the Middle Ages, they had a saying, if the devil can't tempt you, he makes you busy. And you become so busy, so important, so caught up in the whirlwind that you may wake up one day and say, what happened to my life? What choices didn't I make? Why did I let circumstances make choices for me? Because whether you say yes or no, it's a choice. Whether you delay or make an immediate choice, they're all choices. Because if we don't choose, life will choose for us. So in today's gospel, the Samaritan woman go to seek Jesus because they valued his words and valued him. And what God says is that even in the grave, Things are not over. Because where we see the end, God sees possibilities. And so he said, I love you and I will never give up on you. In human relationships, death and war is often a solution. I hate him. I want to kill them. I want to get rid of them. And God doesn't do that. He rescues people. He recycles humanity. And his solution is not death. His solution is repentance. And repentance is something all of us can do. But remember this. When Fulton J. Sheen, one of the best preachers, was asked, how many people have you converted? He said, none. Neither has God. Because conversion is a choice, an opportunity, a gift of grace that God presents to each of us. And we have to choose yes or no. So the campaign is on. The election is on. Whatever you choose will be given to you. So choose well. Christos Voskres. Amen.